Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, it is Friday, the 9th day of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones. We'll get into Shiite militias control three Iraqi cities. They hold Japanese, Israeli, Arabs, and others that they have captured. Journalism group protests Scalia tape grab. This from the Associated Press. The head of the AP in Mississippi talks about how at public meetings, Scalia has federal officers grab recorders of any type. They don't want any of his, quote, speeches about the Constitution recorded. That's because they've been recorded in the last few months, last few years. Same thing with Rehnquist, and they say they're getting rid of the Constitution. We had Tony Rushing on in the last hour. He gave a Ron Paul video, one of my videos, to a state police officer. He had him arrested. All the tape's a threat, and they're going ahead with the prosecution of him on Monday. And we'll get your response to that. Again, let's go ahead and go to the calls. This is America, where you put a sign in your yard that says, our court system's a joke, and a judge says we can't allow this type of disrespect to government, arrest that man. Now, that was in the Associated Press, too. This stuff is really happening. They're trying to set the precedent that they're God, that this is China, and that we don't have a First Amendment. And I'm here to tell them they're not God. They're a bunch of filthy tyrants. Let's talk to Joanne. Joanne, where are you calling us from?
Colorado.
What do you think of that last interview I did?
Which are you talking about?
Kelly Rushing being arrested for
this? Yeah, well, I think the courts protect the guilty. It's pretty obvious. And, I mean, I've seen things, you know, on a daily basis. And what I'm calling about, too, is I wanted to talk to you about primetime last night. They had Diane Sawyer went into different places at VA hospitals and checked the treatment our VA guys were getting.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty bad. And they had doctors that were supposed to be there, you know, during operations, weren't even there. They were out golfing. I don't know if you saw it.
Well, I mean, 3 years ago, they had maggots killed a bunch of people in the Kansas City VA. They just chained them down. Rats were on them, maggots.
It showed that.
Oh, it showed the maggots eating their brains?
Well, it didn't show it. The man's wife was telling about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they call that the maggot treatment, where they just chain the old men down, let the maggots eat them and the rats eat them. I'm not joking, by the way. I didn't.
Right.
But see, Diane Sawyer will tell the truth on something like that, and then the next day it's turn in your guns, you can trust us. And,
right.
And I'll bet she didn't blame the big shots. I bet it was these individual doctors' faults.
Well, she did show some of the people that were, you know, the high-paid people that weren't.
Well, I mean, look, if these old troops complain about maggots eating their brains, they're against the government, and they should be arrested. And I think that this Lyon County, Kentucky judge would make a good judge to put them in prison for complaining, because complaining
right.
threatens the government.
Right. And another thing,
I think we ought to lower all the veterans down into maggot vats.
Well, it's bad.
No, that's how you support the troops. You don't take care of them. You lower them into maggot pits.
It's bad in Denver, too. I mean, it's bad everywhere.
No, this is how they treat the troops, but that's how you support the troops.
Right.
And another thing. I'm trying to be sarcastic here, but I hear these psychopaths saying, kill everybody in Fallujah, all the women and children, because four people got killed. So that means if your neighbor commits murder, the government should execute your whole city of 300,000 people. I mean, that's how crazy and lunatic the elite is right now.
Well, right. And I understand they're training troops to go into Fallujah, too. German troops. Did you hear anything
about
that?
Yeah, German, South Korean, you name it.
Right. And another thing, too, a lady called in, I don't know where in Michigan, but she called in and said that one of her family members were, they go to school and they were told they weren't going to use their names, they were just going to be given a number. Have you heard anything on that?
Yes, I have. That's the new system. Well, that's freedom.
Right.
Your number
is... she was irate over
your
it.
Your number is ZQ854.
Right.
That's freedom. What
right.
is that? The children going by numbers and taking Ritalin and Prozac is freedom, and having cameras in the bathroom.
Right. And there's also...
Our veterans being eaten by maggots and rats is freedom. People being arrested for putting the signs in their yards is freedom.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution, because the government isn't our master, because we don't cower in fear at their every order. In China, they arrest you for protesting the government. In China, they arrest you for demonstrating. In China, they take your recording equipment. Now, all that's happening here on a massive scale. It's happening. They gave themselves the power. Now they're starting to use it at the federal, state, and local boss hog level. I just talked to Kelly Rushing again, arrested for giving a police officer one of my videos and a C-SPAN video. They're charging him. They're saying it's terroristic. Again, my films, one of them, has aired on national TV, excerpts of them on other. This is important work, doesn't threaten anybody. They just, and the judge says, you're guilty of giving the police an anti-government video, anti-government videos. That's the crime. The judge said it, and he's facing a year in prison. And he went and got some local lawyer that, you know, is just letting the whole thing go through. He's trying to get a new lawyer right now. He's going to call back in 20 minutes with the phone number for the Lyon County Courthouse and the phone number for the state police office in Lyon County, Kentucky. And I want every, and I forgot to tell him to get the fax number. I want every one of you, everybody, to call, to be polite, but to say shame on you. In America, you're allowed to give people videotapes. I can't believe you're prosecuting Kelly Rushing for giving a police officer a videotape. What is wrong with you people? This is getting national attention. And I could have pushed this into the Associated Press a month ago, Again, I don't even care about press anymore. I should have to get attention. I thought they'd drop it. Just like this judge after holding Philip Dean in Alabama for a day for putting a little sign in his yard saying our court system's a joke. But Judge McCaslin in Lyon County, the circuit judge, is just unbelievable. And Kelly Rushin's facing a year in prison, my friends. I mean, do you understand how un-American this is? This is 180 degrees from what America is. And I see it all the time. It's now happening to AP reporters. They're coming up in the next hour. It's now happening to AP reporters. Do you understand? They threw out the Fourth and Fifth Amendment in the last 2 weeks. Bob Barr said it's more serious than the terror attacks of 9/11, and it is. We've lost millions of troops in our wars, supposedly for this republic, over a million. And we are spitting on their graves. You know, I've got this article where a man put an American flag up upside down in his yard, and the neighbors called the police on him. I got the article right here. That's the mentality of these fools. It's not just our police. And he said, look, the U.S. code says that if we're in distress, you're supposed to do that. That's how you respect the flag. But they go, oh, it's disrespectful, and the police chief, well, I'd like to arrest him, but I can't. Unbelievable. What's disrespectful is to have American flags made in China by slaves. What's disrespectful is to have that gold fringe on them, meaning it's a maritime administration in these courts. That's what the U.S. code says. But these people don't even know what it means to fly a flag upside down, and the fact that they would call the police for it flying upside down on somebody's house shows that we're in distress. We are in distress. We're in a lot of distress. That's it. I'm about 2 inches away. I got a little flagpole and a tree in my yard. I'm not about to fly the American flag because that means I'm giving approval. I love the flag, but right now it means giving approval to destroying the flag. I'm about to stick that sucker up there upside down, and I think all of you should. And when your stupid neighbor asks you why, go, because America's going down, and I love this country, and I wanted to talk to you. Now, I'm going to go your calls quickly. What do you think of this Kelly Rushin case? These AP reporters being grabbed by Scalia's goons for recording him in a public forum at a university and a high school. What do you think of all this? I got another article here out of the Houston Chronicle. State demanding activists return records on official Houston Chronicle. Documents show border relations chief is a Mexican citizen and a lobbyist for Vicente Fox. Governor Rick Perry's head of Texas-Mexico relations, the guy selling us out. And this is publicly filed info. This woman, this activist released it, and they're threatening to arrest her. They're asking who she showed it to, and they're telling her not to talk to anybody about it. Public knowledge. Registered lobbyist of Mexico. Public knowledge. And they're threatening in Houston, Texas. I just spilt my coffee. Ah! I'm getting waving my arms around and just spilt my coffee. That's just great. Oh. It's everywhere. It just everywhere. We can't even tell people when we got foreigners running our government. They're nuts. The government's on a complete power trip. It's happened again. Danny in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call and comment on Kelly's case and also give you a bit of news. We've got to do something to help Kelly, whether it's all of us calling there or maybe you setting up some kind of donation thing where we can pay for his new lawyer. I mean, this is just, it's insane. It's just
Kelly's a really smart guy, but he's a good old boy. I talked to his neighbors. He's just a little farmer, real quiet, no criminal record, known for helping. I mean, I literally, because I wanted to make sure of this case, not just the news article or talking to the officials. I just called people in the phone book on his street. I mean, I literally spent hours on this a month and a half ago, and he's such a nice man. He's so helpful. He's so quiet. He just gives a cop a video, and the nutcase flips out, arrests him, and now he's going to spend a year in jail.
Yeah, it's insane. You know, he cares about the policeman and, you know, cares about his country and gives the cop the video and goes to jail. And the bad thing is even if this gets thrown out and the cop gets in trouble, he'll get a two-week paid vacation. And
No, they're not going to throw it out. They're going to go ahead with it. They already tried to get him to plea bargain. He said no. So they're gonna laugh about it. We sure showed him. That's how it works in these disgusting boss hog southern counties. And I'm what you'd call a southerner, but it's really bad. But they got their own brand of it in Nebraska, their own brand in Michigan, their own brand in New York. But it is really bad down here. Well, look at Alabama.
Yeah.
This judge has this guy arrested for a sign in his yard?
Yeah, that judge should go to jail. I mean, these people have got to be held accountable. These corrupt judges, these idiot police officers, they should go to jail.
What country do they think they're living in?
I call it the USSA. That's what we're turning into, the USSA. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is. It is absolutely asinine. Thanks for the call. Larry in Arizona. Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning there, Alex. How you doing? I just wanted to comment on the case and the guy there that gave the tapes out. I mean, it's a complete farce. I know what he's going through. I've been going through a lot of stuff here in this town myself just about like that. But I wanted to ask you in America out there, it's time. It's time we do something right now. And I'm the one who called you about redress grievances, and I heard you say it this morning, Alex. And I've talked to Pastor Bush, and I've talked to Dave and Joyce, and I've talked to a bunch of talk show hosts. We all need to get together and
there've been a lot of petitions for redress and a lot of petitions, and it lets the government know we're aware of them, but they just ignore it.
Right, but I'll tell you what, we can do something where they can't ignore it. If we all do it on the talk shows and stuff like that and hit the unions, all the electrical unions and the hospitals and everywhere, and get millions of signatures and rally at these news stations, and then have a big march going, because I've already contacted the truckers, the Bozo Trucker radio program, we could take and have them hauled straight into the Capitol like that and raise all kind of heck. I mean, be peaceful. We got to be peaceful. But we have to do something, Alex.
Well, the black ski mask police attack you now, even if you are peaceful. Thanks for the call, and I've seen your petition. It's good. Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I've listened to what happened to Kelly, and the 2 points that interest me in Kelly's defense, one, is that they called him the video bandit. The other videos that were distributed had nothing to do with what happened on that particular day, which is good for his defense. And the second thing is the police officer...
Well, it's not a threat to give somebody a video.
Correct, but the police officer calling home to his wife with the cell phone and saying, look, honey, we've caught the video bandit, is totally unprofessional. And that in itself...
Now, he said we've caught the video delivery boy.
Right. That in itself will get that thrown out of court. That has nothing to do with the way a police officer acts. That is totally unprofessional.
Well, look, yesterday a man drove off at a traffic stop for a traffic citation with his wife and two children, and the police fired 23 rounds into the vehicle. They want them to act like animals. They want them to feed on us and throttle us and let us know who the boss is.
And I can't believe we don't have one single lawyer in the audience that wants to help poor Kelly out. If there is,
well, I can give that number out, but how do we know a shill isn't going to call him? I know one thing. He needs to get rid of that other lawyer.
Well, $400.
I mean, the government wants to suppress the videotape.
Right.
And then his lawyer's going, yeah, we need to suppress these.
But he can still fire him on Monday. I mean, the fact of the matter is $400 is a lot of money, in my opinion. And if he doesn't like what happens on the judge decision, he can still get rid of him that way. I don't want to. He's got so many people telling him so many things to do. But the fact of the matter is, when that police officer called home to his wife saying that they caught the video bandit, that case will be thrown out. That is totally unprofessional of a police officer.
Hey, these judges don't care. They'll sleep good putting Kelly in prison for a year for giving somebody a video.
Correct. That's happened to Rick Stanley in Colorado also.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead. And who's up next? Bruce, Colorado. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I just want to make a couple of quick comments. One is that... we as patriots better start getting a little more aggressive and assertive. Nothing against this Kelly guy, but he's way too passive. We've got to be a lot more assertive instead of just taking what they're saying, lying down like we do so often. 3% of the American population, if they were committed and assertive and fanatical, could change the course of this thing, but we're all just way too passive. We want to sign petitions. We want to have little rallies. We've got to get a lot more in their face.
Well, I know one thing. I mean, all these judges arresting people for yard signs and for videotapes. I mean, this is not America. This is criminal.
Absolutely not. We are allowing them to become fascists.
It's disgusting. I just can't believe it's gotten this bad. And folks, it's not just in the Associated Press happening every day. It's to this show. It's to people that this is going on all over the place. This is the norm in history. Tyranny is the norm. It's happening again. We'll come back with more of your calls, more news. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
Taking calls. Next segment, I'm going to get into Shiite militias control. Three Iraqi cities, the death toll of our troops and their population mounting. A bunch of other incredible police state news. AP reporters being grabbed by the feds at public meetings for trying to record public speeches. I mean, just total tyranny everywhere. The total destruction of the First Amendment. All you liberals out there love the attack on the First Amendment. I mean, on the Second Amendment. Now you're getting the attack on the First. I hope you enjoy it. We're going to defend it like we defended all the other sections of the Bill of Rights, all the other amendments. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Colorado. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fine.
Listen, about this Cali ration deal, You had that caller call in that said we ought to start an account for him. I think that's a great idea.
Well, he's got to get a good lawyer.
We have got to get together on this, and this is our chance to help a patriot, and we need to get on this.
Well, Dave,
I'm on disability.
Dave, the lawyer he got hasn't even moved to throw it out of court. The lawyer he's gotten is having secret meetings with the police. He's got to look. If he had a real lawyer or knew his rights, he could get this thing, this case dropped. So that's what he's got to do first off. And by the way, Kelly Rushing's coming back up in a few minutes to give you guys the phone numbers to the Lyon County Courthouse and to, of course, the state police office there in the county. I want everybody to call them and tell them, look, this is America. This is not the Soviet Union. What is wrong with you? But go ahead, Dave.
Well, he needs to fire that lawyer immediately and get a good lawyer and go after not only the judge, but that lawyer. And, like I said, we need to all get together here. I know how many listeners you have. I'm on disability. I'm willing to send in some money. I'm hurting, but I'll send in money.
Okay, sir, and thanks for the call, and I appreciate your compassion and your sacrifice. The point here is this case, I thought they'd drop it, is coming up Monday for jury selection. So now, and certainly if it gets into a longer trial, that's a good idea. We need to get a continuance. We need them to recess for at least a couple of weeks. They have to do that. All the precedent says it. Don't expect the judge to. And they've got to demand that the original tape be brought in, not this edited tape. Now, this is very, very important. So that's important just on the appeal. And yes, we do need to sue these individuals and get a fund going for that in the future if that happens. In fact, let's just go ahead and bring Kelly Rushing up, and we'll go to John, Sandra, and others. Kelly, good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, Alex.
Do you now have the number for the courthouse?
Yes, I do.
And you've called and tested that number?
Excuse me?
Have you called and tested the number?
No, I haven't called and tested. I took it out of the yellow pages here.
Okay, give us slowly the number to the Lyon County Courthouse. What specific number is this?
This is the county clerk, I guess, at Lyon County.
Well, that'll do. I was saying get the clerk of the court, but you can ask it to be transferred there. And then say that this Circuit Judge McCaslin, in the case of Kelly Rushing, that the American people, and be polite, are aware of this vicious attack on the First Amendment, this official oppression, this false arrest, and that proper legal counsel is being attained, and that everybody's aware of what they're doing. Just because it's important to let them know that we're watching. What's the number to the Lyon County, Kentucky Courthouse?
Okay, the area code is 270-388-2727.
And folks, if you're listening in L.A. or Rhode Island or Austin, Texas, I want you to call 270-388-2727. Now, what's the number for the, did you get the state police substation in Lyon County?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what is that?
There's an 800 number, which is 222-5555.
Okay, now, is that the state office?
3-2-4-5.
Now, is that the state office or the county office?
Well, this come out of the phone book. This says for Lyon County State Police.
Okay, 800-222-5555. And just say, what is going on in your county? You got a man with no criminal record gives a police officer an award-winning videotape and a video of a congressman, and you have him arrested. And this is just like Alabama, where they arrested the guy for putting a sign in his yard, and that judge is about to be kicked off the bench. The state board's moving against him. So unless all these individuals want to be sued and want to be in a lot of trouble, they need to look at what they've done. 800-222-5555 for the state police. 800-222-5555 or the Lyon County Courthouse, 270-388-2727. Kelly, anything else?
There's another number for the state police. I guess
stay there. Stay there. We'll come back to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
My friends, I've talked to the judge, I've called the state police, I talked to Kelly's neighbors, I've seen one of the local news articles, I'm told there's two others that Kelly needs to get for me, where they just say, yeah, he gave him a video, that's terroristic, and he's facing a year in prison. And again, I got AP reporters coming on in the next hour, getting grabbed by federal police at public school meetings, at colleges. They selectively go after reporters with cameras, with recorders, and say, you're not allowed to do that. Scalia says you can't have a record of this speech because he's been caught saying we got to get rid of the Constitution. So did Rehnquist. And I told my webmaster at Prison Planet to repost those in a section. My wife's the other webmaster for Infowars.com. She's done that as well. I'm going to be writing an article about this coming up this evening. And I tried to call, because I don't tell you to do something I wouldn't do, I tried to call the Lyon County Courthouse and the state police. Their phones are busy. But it's important to call them in an hour, in 2 hours from now, and tonight, and Saturday, and Sunday. And very important, don't forget, on Monday to call and just say, hey, in America it's not illegal to give somebody a videotape. And say, this is going on all over the place. What's wrong with you? We know what you're doing. You know, how dare you try to put a man in jail for no reason? The truth's going to come out. We're getting a legal defense fund together, especially if you do convict this man for the appeal, and we're going to try to defend him. We're going to try to get him together with some real organizations. We've already started that now, and we do have newspapers now starting to call us on this subject, And I told Kelly a month ago, I said, look, we can get this in the news if we want to, but you're a quiet guy. Let's just hope they drop it. And they didn't do that. And why I thought they would drop it, I mean, they put people in jail for signs in their yards now. They grabbed the lawyer, Pat Barber, for putting a sign on his own property. He just finally won at the Supreme Court on that. I mean, these people are crazy. Now, the number is 270-388-2727 for the courthouse. And for the state police, it's 800-222-5555. What's the other number, Kelly?
The other number is 270-676-3313.
And that's out of the phone book?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
What number does that, and that's for the courthouse?
That's for state police.
Oh, 270-676-3313.
270-676-3313. Yeah.
Well, I just can't believe they're doing this to you, but I guess I should. I mean, Kelly, have you been hearing all the stuff that's been happening like this? I've got three reports today along the lines of what's happening to you.
Yeah, they're, I think they're panicking.
You think they're what?
I think they're panicking.
I agree. They know we're on to them now, and they're trying to bully us back into submission.
Right.
So what are you planning to do on Monday?
I'm going to go in and ask for a continuance. I'm going to get another lawyer and go in there and have him. Hopefully I can get him.
And you're going to say, I'm moving with a motion. I'm moving with a motion,
right,
is what I would say. I need however much time it takes to either subpoena or to have the state police give me a tape that's not been altered.
Right.
And then to make sure I get that tape, you're going to go and you're going to overnight it to me.
Right.
You're going to go do that right after this, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I think people want to talk to you. Let's go to some calls. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Yes. If the judge refuses on Monday to grant a motion for continuance, Kelly should demand the jury and judge both watch every minute of the 911 videotape evidence in the public courtroom. That's an essential element of the alleged crime, that the video is allegedly threatening
now
to
you
the
know Now, you know they're leapfrogging now and claiming he said something in the car, but they don't want the video to be seen because he didn't. He's seen it. Obviously, it's not on there. But notice, well, then he needs to ask the jury, how'd they get me in the police car and tell me I was charged with this? Then they drop that and leapfrog it to something new. That shows the frame-up right there.
Well, if they try to censor any part of the police videotape, or the prosecutor tries to censor that, you want to move to suppress that. Not just, you don't want to move to suppress the police video, but you want to sanction and suppress the entire verbal testimony of the police officer as a sanction and move to dismiss on that point. Now, he can proceed pro se.
I would move to dismiss on the fact that they claimed they arrested him for a threat, but they're now not charging on that. They're charging on something in the car.
Right. You have to study all the essential elements. You can read the pattern jury instructions for the state to understand what the essential elements are. If they
now, John, you've been involved in a lot of big court cases. I know that, and I trust you. Would you like me to give you off-air Kelly's
sure.
phone numbers so you can talk to Kelly?
Sure.
Because I've seen some of the work you've done in the newspapers there in Knoxville.
Well, one thing that's important is that any lawyer will require $10,000 cash up front to file any written motions. If you pay less than that, it's not worth their time to sit down in front of a computer for several hours and print out even a single form.
Will you work with Kelly over the weekend and go online, look at Kentucky state law, and fax that to him so he can issue it, bring into court that?
Right. I can give him a contingency plan if he can't round up some lawyers group that will help him from out of state.
Well, we've already got him in contact with the Court Watchers Association of America. The director's probably trying to call him right now.
Well, I've won a case in state court pro se where they refused to grant me a continuance because I was totally unprepared, and they had refused to provide me any of the videotape evidence, just like in Kelly's case. And I still won the case without a lawyer, being too disabled to even bring my own stuff with me, and I still won in court in front of a whole room full of other lawyers. So it is possible to do if push comes to shove.
Okay, Kelly, do you want me to give John your number?
Yeah, you can give him my number.
Okay. And, Kelly, you got to get on this weekend. We've all been kind of... okay, John, thanks for the call. Let's talk to John. Call back during the break. I should have done that now. I should have kept him on hold. Is John still there? Okay, you have him. Give him Kelly's number during the break. Just put him on hold because I know you don't have it. I'll give it to you. Let's go to John in Colorado. John, go ahead. You're on the air with Kelly Rushing, the thought criminal who gave a god a videotape.
Yes, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, very quickly. 2 points about lawyers, and one, what he also should do, he should hire, if he can, a court reporter, his own court reporter. Okay? 2 points about lawyers. Lawyers have several titles, esquires, officers of the court, attorneys. Point one, officers of the court is their principal duty and foremost duty, regardless if you hire them. Second point, have you ever heard of attorneys in law? I've heard of attorneys at law, but what about in law? It's like going to the lake. Once you get there, you're either at the lake or in the lake.
Well,
that's the problem.
You've got to have a lawyer that's family, or you've got to know the law yourself, or a family friend. And they can, I mean, I got a lawyer that can just instantly defeat these people. I've sued somebody before for defamation and won. Because I've got the big hot shot lawyer here in town that's friends of the family.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. These courts are practicing case law, which is law legislated by a judge at the bench, which they have no authority to do so. You have to deal with in-law issues, laws that were legislated by your state legislature.
Yeah, it's a big scam. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and talk to Sandra in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Alex. He should appeal, go to the Supreme Court, because if
he wants to win this case, he wants to get it dismissed now, but yeah, he has to, he'll appeal.
Well, it'll
you don't appeal until you lost the case.
Right, but it'll be better for everybody if he goes to the Supreme Court, don't you think?
Well, the Supreme Court, there's millions of these cases, literally, they probably won't hear it. He wants to defeat this now.
Okay, good luck to him.
Okay, yes, thank you, Sandra. Dave in Colorado. Another Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Well, I'm pretty steamed over this. I got a bunch of other news I want to get to, but this is the heart of America, the First Amendment under attack.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, it doesn't kind of ridiculous if you ask me. You know, I think everybody should we should go ahead and send them handwritten letters saying I have the 911 tape, come arrest me, and don't put any return address on them. From all over the country, get that courthouse. You know, let them know. Let them know the word's out, guys. Sorry.
Well, that's the answer. Everybody that's got the film should make 100 more copies. I mean, most police aren't psychopaths and actually appreciate it and ask for more.
Well, I think you're changing the tone here in talk radio. I've noticed in Denver, never heard nothing about Skull and Bones till a few months back, and now that stuff. Now they're even allowing some conspiracy talk up here. I'm trying to tell the host of this 11:50 a.m. KNRC up here to get you on to explain some of these things. She's the only liberal talk show host we got here, but, you know.
Well, you know, I'm not liberal or conservative. I'm a freedom lover, but thanks for the call, Dave. You keep it up. Any comments on what the callers have been saying, Kelly?
I realize that there's a secret organization behind the scenes manipulating things, such as the Illuminati. And I also know for a fact that there are particular individuals that can actually read the mind of individuals. And that is the most invasion of privacy that could ever happen to anyone.
Well, the government claims they have those new NASA machines in 5 airports that scan the brain, but it's a total fraud, and they claim that they, you know, oh, you're a criminal because the scanner says so. That's how crazy it's gotten.
Right.
Will in West Virginia. Will, go ahead.
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Yes, Kelly, I hope you get through this. I commend you and I applaud you for bringing this out. But, you know, is there going to be a lawyer that will handle this?
Well, I belong to the prepaid legalist.
Sure.
A member, they supposedly look into corrupt court systems and things.
Yes.
Now, they have appointed me another lawyer out of Paducah, who I haven't called yet, but I'm going to as soon as I can get free to do that.
Look, John in Tennessee is a good researcher. I know of his work. He needs to go online and Google, type in things like Jacksonville lawyer, wins case against the government, or, top defense attorneys, whatever. They're there. There are a few real lawyers around you. That's who you need to get. and people need to help you right now. Will, anything else?
Yeah, well, you know, if we live in a constitutional republic, of course, but you know, if there are no judges to uphold that, then do we live in one? I mean, really, think about it. I mean, if you're before a judge in court and he doesn't believe in that Constitution, such as several federal judges that we know of, they're no longer going to go by the Constitution. So where do we lie in that? I mean, people like Abraham Newman.
We've got to impeach these judges. We've got to call for congressional investigations. We've got to expose them publicly. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
Kelly Rushing, I want to thank you for being on with us. I'll talk to you this afternoon. Call back because I know you've been on the phone with me, so you couldn't talk to him. Call back. Be sure you get in touch now because we've given you the number. You've already talked to their office with the Court Watchers Association of America. They filed a complaint with the state of Alabama, who has now gone in and filed a complaint on the judge. He's had to apologize. Now they may move forward against him. This Judge Harrelson, they take action. They write up some good briefs. This judge, if this is done right, really should lose his job because he's out of control. So I'll talk to you soon. Okay, Kelly?
Okay. God bless, Alex.
God bless you. I appreciate you joining us. And again, the numbers to the Lyon County Courthouse, and you want to ask for the court clerk, for the circuit judge, who's going to be there Monday. You need to tell them that you're just aware of this, what's happening to Kelly Rushing is totally un-American. 270-388-2727. 270-388-2727. And be polite, don't be threatening. I mean, telling them God bless you will probably be a threat to them, but the point is, just call them and say, look, what you're doing's wrong. Are you aware of what you're doing? What they do is the police want to arrest somebody, and the system goes ahead and backs them up. The judge and others have reportedly said, the prosecutor, well, we really don't want to do this, but the state police want it. So their number is 800-222-5555, 800-222-5555. Another number for the state police, 270-676-3313. All right, so, and again, coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by the head of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. And we've talked to the Associated Press office in Mississippi. We're very upset over the forced erasure of our reporters' tape and believe that this crossed the line, AP Mississippi Chief Bureau Frank Fisher said Thursday. We hope this will never happen again. Fisher added that the erasing doesn't show a lot of respect for the First Amendment. Scalia gave two speeches, Supreme Court Justice Wednesday in Hattiesburg and one in Presbyterian Christian High, where they didn't say you couldn't tape, but then sent out the federal officers to grab people's tapes and then erase them or confiscate them. At a reception following Scalia's speech at William Carey, the justice told television reporters from Hattiesburg station WDAM-TV to leave. And again, he was giving a speech on the Constitution. This is the same speech he gave a year ago that got recorded. He said the Constitution's a privilege. It should be gotten rid of. Rehnquist said 2 years ago, before over 200 federal judges, that the Constitution can be set aside, that he will not be taking constitutional cases, that he will be ruling in favor of, quote, the government. I thought the government was the people. And then I got this case out of the Houston Chronicle. State demanding activists return records on official. Documents show border relationship as a Mexican citizen and a Mexican lobbyist of Vicente Fox. He works for Rick Perry, running all the Mexico-Texas relations into the millions of dollars. This is a public information, and this activist in Houston began distributing it, and they have threatened to arrest her and have told her not to talk about it. Now that's America, people! That's what we've turned into here. We're getting real close to the point where they're going to pull up and arrest me and go, well, he was talking bad about the government. We can't allow that. You can say, well, then I better shut up. No, we better all speak up and let these people know this is America, not the Soviet Union. Now, this is selective enforcement. They're trying to get away with it. After conservative Houston activist Mary Williams received documents confirming that Governor Rick Perry, head of Texas-Mexico relations, is a Mexican citizen, she shared the information with some of her political friends. That apparently prompted an anonymous letter sent to farmers and ranchers claiming Mexico isn't paying its water debt to the United States because Helena Calendro, a resident alien, is negotiating on Texas' behalf and, of course, is a Mexican lobbyist. Now the Texas Secretary of State's office is demanding Williams return all the documents he received, citing the inadvertent release of confidential information. The letter also demanded a list of Williams, of everyone of whom she had shared the documents. And they go on to tell her to shut up and the rest of it. She says, all they're trying to do is intimidate me. We're not going to be intimidated. We'll talk about how Mexican lobbyists run the Capitol. We'll talk about how Vicente Fox came to Austin and publicly gave an award to the Austin police for not following the federal law. Man, I tell you what, this isn't America. I said I had three of these. I got two more articles like this today. Every day now. Who do they think they are? We'll say if somebody's a Mexican citizen running the Capitol and a lobbyist. We'll say it if we want to. This is America, you hear me? What's wrong with you? What is your major malfunction, you scumbags? What is wrong with you? Where do you think you are? You have disgraced every veteran that fought and died and was wounded for this country. You make me sick, you pukes. You make me want to vomit. Get out of my country. Get out of here. Get out of my country.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I know I'm weird. I get excited about freedom and the destruction of our country and fighting against it. You get excited about football and yell and scream, you're good. They've taken all your real energies of being a man and funneled them into simulated warfare, just as the Romans did. You're under mind control. I know we got loaded phones. I got news I got to cover. Coming up later, I'm going to play this Gulf of Tonkin clip. Now, there's 400 hours of this, and the Associated Press reported last year that later there's a tape of LBJ getting mad and saying, you know, you guys told me the ships were attacked and they weren't. The military manipulating him. And so last night I sat there and listened to 2 hours of 400 hours. I'm sorry, I can't listen to 400 hours, but I went in and found some of the dozens of hours on how we got into Vietnam and listened for 2 hours. And did find him talking to McNamara going, well, were our ships attacked? And he goes, well, you know, some gunboats were driving around by some islands. And then they go on to talk about how they got to lie about it in the next hour when we posted a two-hour clip, if you want to go listen to it later. I mean, it's something else. But you can hear all about how they're going to lie, manipulating that. And this is the stuff they released. But I can't find the AP quote they found last year where he specifically gets mad at them for lying to him. This is where he asked him, well, did our ships get attacked after they'd announced it? And they just went on with the cover-up. So that's coming up. And AP reporters having their recorders grabbed at public meetings, all part of the freedom. And hey, if they don't like it, let's just put them in jail for a year. You know, I shouldn't joke around. That's what's happening. But the good news is it's waking a lot of people up. Here's some of the other news. I am just steamed right now. Shiite militias control 3 Iraqi cities. Japanese, Israeli, Arabs kidnapped. Associated Press. Iraqi insurgents fought U.S. troops in 2 mosques in Fallujah and held sway over all or part of 3 southern cities in the worst chaos and violence since Baghdad fell a year ago. Friday, in an ominous turn, kidnappers seized 13 foreign hostages and threatened to burn 3 Japanese captives alive if Tokyo did not withdraw its troops. A Marine died Thursday in Fallujah, the Sunni stronghold west of Baghdad. This brought the U.S. death toll across Iraq this week to 40. We're getting over 160 now. 2 days ago it was 130 British news. Not in our news, though. The newly invigorated two-front insurgency raged through the fourth day and further threatened shaky Iraq security. Paul Bremer, the chief administrator of Iraq, warned Shiite pilgrims to beware of danger this weekend at their shrines, recalling the deadly bombings in Karbala and Baghdad that killed 150, which they think the CIA did. TV pictures aired in the Middle East by Al Jazeera satellite network, rebroadcast during primetime Japan, showed 3 Japanese hostages, 2 aid workers, and a journalist, wide-eyed and moaning in terror as black-clad captors. Well, black-clad guys are the good guys. I mean, ski mask, that's America. I mean, I thought they were the bad guys, but held knives to their throats, shouting, God is great. And the Japanese government called the abductions unforgivable, and they are, because they're not combatants. I'll get to more of this when we get back from the AP people and everything else, just freedom, you know. Before we do that, just briefly, if you want to support this show, you want to fight the New World Order, find out what's so scary about my videos. Find out what's so hardcore. Find out why it scares tyrants. Get my films. I've made 10 of them. They're all over 2 hours. $25.95 a piece. $20 when you order 3 or more. We got books from $5 to $26. Books from 220 pages to 780 pages. It's all incredible info. The best stuff out there. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Blow my phone lines off the wall. Call and get the video. Start making copies. 1-888-253-3139. Let this Chinese Communist government, that's basically what they are, know that we will engage in the First Amendment. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Spread the word or it's all over. Your children's future, everything. We are fighting pure evil here. Now join me in the battle. We're going to win.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.